this year, but Ezra Hashem will cover the material from the Gemara on the last four lines of Beis Amud Beis through Gimel Amud Aleph and then Gimel Amud Beis. The main material this year will be Daf Gimel, of course. Last time we discussed, the Gemara wants to know how is it that we determine the years of a Jewish king. And we determine that's based on Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Gemara is trying to prove that from certain psukim. At this point of the Gemara, we've proven from the stories of the desert that that Yetzias Mitzrayim is counted from Rosh Chodesh Nisan. And the Gemara compares the Malchei Yisrael to Yetzias Mitzrayim based on the psukim in Melachim, comparing Shlomo HaMelech's Melucha to Yetzias Mitzrayim as well in terms of its proper dating. And the Gemara right now is discussing the relationship between two events, namely the event of Aaron HaKohen's death in Chodesh Shvat of the 40th year of the Midbar, and the event of Moshe Rabbeinu's final address in Chodesh Shvat, Aaron HaKohen's death in Chodesh Av, Moshe Rabbeinu's address, sorry, in Chodesh Shvat of the 40th year in the Midbar. And we presume, based on the Psukim, that Moshe Rabbeinu's address takes place after Aaron HaKohen's death. In order for Shvat to take place after Av and not before in the month cycle, it has to be that Nisan and not Tishrei is Rosh Hashanah. So the Gemara questions this very assumption four lines down from the bottom. Umimai demaisa the Av Kadim. How do we know that the story of Moshe Rabbeinu of Aaron HaKohen's death in Chodesh Av took place before Moshe's speech? Dilma Maisa the Shvat Kadim, perhaps the speech in Chodesh Shvat took place first. If the speech in Chodesh Shvat took place first, then you have no proof that Nisan has to be Rosh Chodesh. Again, like we said, it's all based on the assumption that the death of Aaron HaKohen took place before the speech of Moshe Rabbeinu. The Gemara says, Lo Saga Daitach, that can't be. Tichsiv, because the Psukim say regarding Moshe's speech, Acharei HaKoso Es Sichon, that it took place after Sichon was beaten in battle. V'ki nach nafshei d'Aaron, when Aaron passed away, nach nafshei means he died, Akati still havi Sichon kayam, Sichon was still around. Tichsiv, how do we know Sichon was still around at the time of Moshe, of the time of Aaron HaKohen's death? Turn the page. Because the Psukim say in Parshas Chukas, Vayishma ha-Kena'ani melech Arad, the Canaanite, the king of Arad, heard the following. Mashmu Aaron kavod. He heard that the news that Aaron HaKohen died, and therefore the Ananei HaKavod, the protective cloud of that protected the Jews for 40 years in the desert, was removed. The Kasavor, and he was under the impression, Nitna Rishus lihilachem biYisrael, there's now permission to fight with Klal Yisrael, to wage war. So Gemara obviously assuming that this war with the Kena'ani Melech Arad took place specifically after Aaron HaKohen died. And the Gemara also assumes, which we'll discuss in a few lines, that not only that, but this war was the war with Sichon, and therefore, given, just to get back to what we're saying, if the war with Sichon took place after Aaron's death, and Moshe Rabbeinu's speech took place after the war of Sichon, must be Moshe Rabbeinu's speech took place after Aaron's death as well. That's simple logic. And the Chazal elaborate in the Gemara here, what is it that they understood? V'hainu d'chsiv, that's what the Pasuk says again in Parshas Chukas, Vayiru kol ha'eda ki gava aharon, the entire nation was aware, they saw, literally means, they saw that Aaron had expired. V'amar Rabbi Abahu, al tikre vayiru ela vayeyra'u. Don't read the Pasuk to say that they were aware, meaning vayiru, the literal reading, rather vayeyra'u, they were afraid. So the pasuk according to Rabbi Abba's drash reads like this: Vayeira'u kol ha'eda ki gava Aharon. The entire nation was afraid because Aharon died. Now another thing that's happened in light of the new reading is that the word ki no longer means that; rather, ki means because. And the Gemara explains how can that be? How can ki mean because? According to this new reading of the pasuk, kidere Reish Lakish. That's based on Reish Lakish's principle. The word ki can be interpreted in four different ways. E, ki can mean if or when, more likely, should something happen. Dilma, it can mean maybe. Ella can mean rather or but. Deha, and it can mean because, giving a reason for something. So if the word ki can mean because, according to the fourth interpretation, so then very likely we could read the pasuk to say that the entire nation was afraid because Aaron HaKohen died. But again, getting back to the main point of our discussion here, if we've now proven that Aaron HaKohen's death was before the war with Sichon, and the war with Sichon was before Moshe's speech, then Aaron HaKohen's death was before Moshe's speech, which again supports our contention in the Gemara that we count from the month of Nisan. So the Gemara asks, but the proof doesn't make sense, like we mentioned. Mi dami, how do we know this? Hasam Kinaan. The pasuk says Kinaan Hacha Sichon, but by the psukim of Moshe Rabbeinu's speech, it says Sichon. So the Gemara says, no, that's all the same thing. Tana, we learned in a brisa, hu Sichon, hu Arad, hu Kinaan. The word Sichon, the word Arad, and the word Kinaan is all referring to the same thing. Sichon, shedomu siach b'mibar. Sichon, because he's like a horse of the desert. Siach is some kind of a horse. Kinaan, al shem malchuso. Kinaan, because of his rulership, his malchus, his kingdom was in Kinaan. Umashimo, what was his name according to the first version of Chazal? Arad Shimo, which is not the simple reading of the Psukim. The simple reading of the Psukim certainly bear out that his name was Sichon, but according to Chazal, one day here in Chazal, his name was Arad. Ika da Amre, second version, which supports the version that we're more comfortable or more familiar with. Arad Shedomela Arod Bamidbar. Arad wasn't actually his name, but Arad characterized him as somebody who was like a wild donkey of the desert. Kinaan, again, Al Shem Al Chuso, based on his kingdom, Uma Shemo Sichon Shemo. So anyway, at this stage of the Gemara, we're assuming that we know for sure that the death of Aaron HaKohen takes place before the Battle of Sichon, which also takes place before the speech of Moshe Rabbeinu, which proves that Tishrei cannot be Rosh Chodesh, cannot be Rosh Hashanah. Otherwise, how could Av come before Shvat? But there's a bit of a flaw here. It's true Av has to come before Shvat. That doesn't also prove that Nisan has to be Rosh Hashanah. Maybe Iyar is Rosh Hashanah. Maybe Sivan is Rosh Hashanah. Anything that will allow Av to come before Shvat. Maybe Adar is Rosh Hashanah. Those are all three potential months other than Nisan that allow for this gap for Shvat to be after Av, or Av to be before Shvat, however you prefer. But it's not mukhrach, it's not for certain that it's Nisan, which is the Gemara's kasha here. Ve'ema Rosh Hashanah Iyar. Maybe Rosh Hashanah is not Nisan, or rather Iyar, after Nisan. Lo sakadaitach, that can't be. Dechsev, Vayihi b'chodesh harishon, b'shanah hashinis, b'chad l'chodesh, hukam ha-mishkan. In the first month, in the second year from Yitzias Mitzrayim, on Rosh Chodesh, the Mishkan was established. Uksiv, this is referring to when the Mishkan was set up in Sefer Shmos. Uksiv, Vayihi b'shanah hashinis, b'chodesh hasheni, b'esrim b'chodesh, na'aleh ha'anan, me'al mishkan ha'idus. That it was in the second year, in the second month, on the 20th day of the month, the cloud went up from above the Mishkan. And this is when they started traveling in the Midbar already. So again, the Mishkan was set up on the first month of the second year, on Rosh Chodesh, and they started to travel at the end of the second month. Midakai b'Nisan v'kari le'shana sheinis, v'kai b'Iyar v'kari le'shana sheinis. If the first discussion is in Nisan and it's all called the second year, and the second discussion is in Iyar and it's all called the second year, michlal de Rosh Hashanah lav Iyar hi. It can't be that Rosh Hashanah is Iyar, because if Rosh Hashanah was Iyar, then it would be in the third year. So how does the Gemara know we're talking about the Nisan and Iyar? Because Nisan is the first month, and Iyar is the second month. Colloquially, even if Nisan isn't per se Rosh Hashanah, the idea will still be that Nisan is Chodesh HaRishon. That's the Psukim always bear out. So if, again, the Gemara's proof that Iyar can't be Rosh Hashanah is that if we're still holding in the second year, and we originally discussed Nisan and then move to Iyar, and we don't say it's a new year has passed, must be that Rosh Hashanah can't be Iyar. The aim of Rosh Hashanah is Sivan, maybe it's Sivan. Lo sakadaitach tichsiv b'chodesh hashlishi letzeis b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim, referring to the third month from which Klal Yisrael left Mitzrayim is when they received the Torah. And this is in Parshas Yisrael. And we know that they received the Torah in Chodesh Sivan, the Imisa, that Sivan is in fact Rosh Chodesh, B'Chodesh HaShleishi, B'Shana HaShenis, L'tzeis B'nei Yisrael Mibayil. It should be called the second year. It's not the second year, because, and if, since the Psukim don't say it's the second year, but rather it's the first year, must be that Sivan is not. But the Gemara still hasn't exhausted all the possibilities. Ve'ema Tammuz, maybe it's Tammuz, Ve'ema Av, Ve'ema Adar, because Adar again still allows for Shvat to be after Av, so all these possibilities are still there. Elo Amar Blazar Mehacha. Rabbi Blazar gives a brand new source. How do we know that we count Malachim from Nisan, not based on Yetzias Mitzrayim per se? The Psukim say, in Divrei Hayamim, Vayacha Livnos, Bachodesh Hasheni, Basheni, Bishnas Arba L'Malchuso. The Shlomo Malach started building the Beis HaMikdash in the second month, meaning Iyar, on the second day. Basheni, we're not sure what Basheni means, the Gemara will explain. Bishnas Arba L'Malchuso, in the fourth year of his kingship. Mai Sheni, what does it mean on the second? Lav Sheni Liyarach, Shemonim Bo L'Malchuso. Does it not mean the second month to which we start counting his melucha? So Bachodesh Hasheni, Basheni. Now Basheni sounds a little bit repetitive, and the answer the Gemara is offering is it's the second month, meaning the second from the months in which we start a year counting a year of his kingship, the second month of the cycle of his year, not just the second month of the yearly cycle being Chodesh Iyar, but the second month from which we start counting the cycle of the king. And therefore we know that the Rosh Hashanah of King is from Nisan. The Gemara says, Maskefla Ravina, Ve'em Mesheni Bachodesh. The Gemara's proof doesn't make any sense. How do you know that means the second month of the from when we start counting the year of the king? Maybe it means this the extra Basheni in the Pasuk refers to the second day of the month. So the Gemara says, Im Kain, Sheni Bachodesh Behedja Haviksiv Bei. The Pasuk should have said, Sheni Bachodesh. It's written in a very ambiguous way. Vayachel Livnos Bachodesh Hasheni Basheni. Why doesn't it say the second day of the month? So it must be that it's referring to something else, meaning the second month of the yearly king cycle. Ve'ema Basheni B'Shabbos. Maybe it was on the second day of the week, on a Monday. So the Gemara says, Chada, Delo Ashkachan Sheni B'Shabbos Tichsiv. The first answer is, we don't really find the Psukim talking about days of the week so much, except for the psukim of, let's say, Ma'aseh Bereishis, but in general, we don't really find the psukim speaking out days of the week. Va'od makis sheni basra l'sheni kama. This is finally the final answer of the Gemara. We have a hekesh, a comparison from the second sheni in the pasuk to the first sheni in the pasuk. Ma sheni kama chodesh. Just as we find that the first sheni in the pasuk is referring to chodesh, the months. Afsheni Basra, so to the second word Sheni in the Pasuk is referring to Chodesh. Now let's do some Rashis. Let's go back to Beis and Beis, the final Rashis. The Gemara again asked, Delma Maisa de Shvat Kadim, maybe the story of Shvat happened first, which again was the Gemara's difficulty. How do we know that Aaron's death was before Moshe's speech? Maybe Moshe's speech was first. Ubetishrei shelefanav, and the year Tishrei before Nichnasa Shnas Arba'im. They're both in the 40th year, but coming from Rosh Hashanah of Tishrei. No, because Achareakoso Asichon, Namor of Mishnah Torah, it says by the speech in Devarim, Achareakoso. So that's the Gemara's proof that it happened before, that it happened after Aaron's death, which the intervening piece was the war with Sichon. Elavayirau, they were afraid. Nisgalu, they were exposed. That's why they were afraid. Kidere Shlakish. Now, this is quite a long Rashi. Rashi here gives many examples of the four readings of Reish Lakish. Again, just to review from the Gemara, the word ki can mean one of four things. E, if, Dilma, maybe. Ella, rather. and Daha because. And given the fourth read of Daha, that's how we can read the pasuk of Ki Gava Aaron. They were afraid because Aaron had died. Kidereish Lakish. Ki Gava, because he had died, Nesinas Tam Ludavar Shlofanav. It's explaining, it's giving a justification for that which comes before it. Niskalu Ha'eda Lefisha Gava Aaron. The nation was exposed because Aaron had expired. I'm sorry, the word Vayera'u here, let's go back to the thing we said before. The word Vayera'u does not mean that they were afraid. Vayera'u means they were seen. That's a mistake that I made. I'm sorry about that. Just to clarify that, it doesn't really change the meaning of the Gemara, but the word Vayera'u means they were seen. How were they seen? They were seen because the Anaya Kavod left them. So that's why Rashi says Vayera'u means Niskalu. I'm sorry about that mistake. Niskalu ha'eda lefisha gava Aaron. The nation was exposed. They were revealed because Aaron died. Shloshon ki, because the word ki, it says Rashi, bedal l'shonos mishamish b'mikra, can mean four different things in psukim. Pe'amim ba b'makom im. Sometimes it means the word if or when, let's say. Pe'amim ba b'makom dilma, shema. Sometimes it means the word maybe. Pe'amim ba b'makom deha. Sometimes it means because. Shenosein tam l'davar, gives an explanation. Pe'amim ba b'makom ella, becomes, sometimes it means the fourth meaning is rather. V'soser as divor shlofanav, and it rejects that which came before it. Ki yelam davar, should you have an issue, ki sifka, should you encounter, ki yikare kan, should you meet up a bird's nest, kulan lashon imhein. Those are examples of when the word ki means when or if. V'chein ki savo, ki telchun, ki sechala, ki sisa, should you come into the land, should you walk, should you complete the cycle, should you count. V'chol misham shen makom ka'asher, whenever the pasuk means when, ka'asher means when, u'makom asher, or if, that, kulam lashon imhim. That's another, the im can mean that, if, when. Shematzina makam makomos, Rashi gives a bit of a grammar lesson here, im mishamish kloshon ka'asher, im can mean then, can mean when. V'loshon asher, and that, kimo v'im yiyah hayovel, should it be in the year of the Yovel, shahari bevada yiyah, when it happens. V'im yiyah hayovel, if it falls out that way, it for sure will happen. V'im takriv minchas bikurim, this means when you shall bring minchas bikurim, hare zevika asher takriv, it's as if it says when you do it, shahari chovahi, you don't have the choice to do it, you have to bring it. V'chein im kesef talveh, should you, when you're going to lend money, or should you lend money, im yivla'inu b'mekomo, hamidabra b'shalom rishayim. So those are all examples of if and when, or that. Dilma, what's an example of maybe? Kigon, kisomar b'lvavcha, if you, maybe you're going to think in your hearts, and you're not sure about something. Shema tomar, rabim hagoyim ha'ela, you're afraid, the pasuk isn't sefer dvarim, you might be afraid coming into the land, that the nations are bigger than you are. So, lo tomar kein, you shouldn't say that, lo tira mehem, you should not be afraid of them. V'chi kisomru man yirdaf lo, maybe you're going to say what chased him, v'kisomru, and if you're going to say, maybe you're going to say, man ocha b'shana shviyis, what are we going to eat in the seventh year of the Shemitah cycle? Ki tira chamor sonacha v'chadalta, maybe you're going to see the donkey of your enemy, and you're going to falter. V'harbe ke'ilu b'lashon shamahein. There are many of them that mean maybe. Lo tzachakti ki yareya. I didn't laugh because rather I was afraid. Hareza lashon daha. That's because. Lefisha yira. Lo tzachakti ki yareya. This is actually in next week's parsha, Parshas Vayera, that Sarah Imenu says to Avram Avinu, I did not laugh about the birth of Yitzchak, or the news of the birth of Yitzchak, because she was afraid, so she didn't admit to having laughed. That's where ki means daha, because. Vayomer lo ki tzachakt, and he says, and then Avram Avinu responds, rather, no, rather you have laughed. Hareza lashon ella, here ki means rather. Ki gava aron, in our pasuk, kishata koro, kore vayera'u, if you read the pasuk that they were exposed, hareza lashon daha, this means because. Hodul Hashem ki tov, we should give thanks to Hashem because he is good. Shaharei tov, Lo sikpo tisyadcha, ela pasoch tiftach. The pasuk there says lo sikpo, lo, ki pasoch tiftach. The pasuk there uses the language of ki, means rather it goes against what it said before. Okay, rather you should not be someone who's stingy, rather you should open out your hand and give tzedakah. Siach ayar ben sus is a horse or some kind of animal that comes from horse. A ben sus, a young horse. Arod is chamor abaran, a donkey of the desert. So again, the Gemara asks the ema av the ema adar. This is in the second proof of the Gemara. How do we know? Maybe it's Av, maybe it's Adar. To kol chadashim shebein Av l'shevat, l'shvat, pakalon le'el midakai ba'av v'kari le'shnas arba'im. Because all of the months between Av and Shvat have been nullified, because we're between Av and Shvat, and we're all in the same year. But any month after Shvat, Adar, any month before Av, from Nisan all the way through Sivan, through Tammuz, let's say, that could be a potential. So the Gemara wants to bring a raya again, our final raya from the Pesukim in Divrei Hayyamim. My sheni, what is it? It says in the second month with the word sheni. Afterwards, it my sheni, the hadar kasav pam acharis, that the pasuk repeats itself and says the second time, bikra sheni, in the pasuk the word sheni, mehacha shaminan, de sheni liarach shemonim bomalachim. We assume it's the second month from which they count kings. Sheni bachodesh, behejav iksiv bay, the second day of the month is explicit. It's already there. Kedichsiv bekam bekomos bechad lachodesh. Usually, it says in the first day of the month. Uksiv b'shana shlinius besor lachodesh, the tenth of the month. So, if it's referring to the second day of the month, how come it didn't say so? Sheni b'shabbos lo eshkachan. You can't say it's the second day of the week because that usually don't have that. Kedichsiv bekra tahadar bekra b'sheni. That the Torah would have to the psukim in Divrei Hayyamim, sorry, will repeat themselves for this purpose. Rather, we assume it's the second month of the way in which a king counts his years. So now we can confirm conclusively that a Jewish king counts his years from the beginning of Nisan, like we've been setting out to prove the whole time. Back into the Gemara. Tanya kavase de Rabbi Yochanan. We have a bright supporting Rabbi Yochanan's view that the years of a Jewish king are counted only from Nisan. Minayin she'ein monim lehem malachim elam Nisan. How do we know that we only... So Rabbi Yochanan, actually, when the Gemara says Tanya Kavaseh de Rabbi Yochanan, this is going back to what the Gemara said before, that we're learning out from Yetzias Mitzrayim to from Shlomo HaMelech to Yetzias Mitzrayim, and that's how we learn things out from. So even though the Gemara dropped the ball a little bit on that approach, we're going to try to bring supporting evidence for Rabbi Yochanan. Tanya Kavaseh de Rabbi Yochanan, the limud, in fact, that we know that Melachim are from Nisan, is really from the comparison of the Meluch of Shlomo to Yetzias Mitzrayim. Minayin she'im monon lam lamlachim elam Nisan. How do we know we count from Nisan? Shenamar, this is a pasuk that we quoted before in that Gemara. Vayehi bishronim shana varvamiyahu shana. Let's say it's b'nei Yisrael meretz Mitzrayim. It was in the 480th year from when Klai Yisrael left Mitzrayim. Uksiv. Vayal Aaron HaKohen El Hor HaHar Al Pi Hashem. The pasuk says in Bamidbar that Aaron HaKohen died, which we mentioned before, in the 40th year, in the 5th month of that year. Uksiv Vayir Arim Shana Vashter Sachodesh. Uksiv Acharei HaKoso Esichon. All the psukim we quoted from before. Va'omer Vayishma Kanani. Va'omer Vayiru Kol Ayda Ki Gava Aaron. Va'omer Vayihi b'chodesh harishon b'shana ha'shenis, v'omer vayihi b'shana ha'shenis b'chodesh ha'sheni, regarding l'kamas ha'mishkan, v'omer b'chodesh ha'shlishi l'teis b'nei Yisrael, regarding matan Torah, v'omer vayachel livnos, the gomer. So this pasuk, this brisa just quotes all the psukim that we said before, and again, the series of psukim that we've gone through already, starting with, just in order, the death of Aaron HaKohen, and then the 40th year of the Moshe's speech in Chodesh Shvat, and then the fact that Moshe's speech was after the battle with Sichon, and the fact that the battle of Sichon took place after Aaron HaKohen's death, and the fact that they were afraid of that, and the fact that the first month can't be Iyar, because the first month of Nisan and Chodesh HaSheni of Iyar is considered all in one year in the second year of the desert experience when the Mishkan was built, and it can't be Sivan because of Matan Torah, And Vayachal Livnos, the final pasuk about Shlomo HaMelech's building of the Mishkan. So Rashi explains Tanakh of Rabbi Yochanan Mekulan Karai de Aisileil, all the following psuk. Okay, now we're switching gears to a bit of a new, continuing of the previous sugya, but a bit of a new topic. Amr of Chista. Amr of Chista is five lines up from the bottom of the Gemara. Amr of Chista. Rav Chista says the following: Lo Yishanu El Malcha Yisrael. This halacha that we count the years of kings from Nisan only applies to kings of Yisrael, Malcha Yisrael. Aval L'malchei Umas HaUlam, but regarding to the years of the non-Jewish kings of the world, Mitishrei Maninan, we count from Tishrei. Now again, why would Klal Yisrael be different? So one reason that's offered in the Rishonim is that since the kings of Yisrael are based on Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a Jewish event, something that explains our nationhood, so we should count from we should count, it's more appropriate for us to count from Nisan. But for the non-Jewish kings, they can count from Tishrei, and there's no problem with that. Now the Gemara is going to prove how we count non-Jewish kings from Tishrei. And let's go. Shenema, the pasuk says in Nechemia, the first pasuk in Nechemia, Divrei Nechemia ben Chachalia. These are the words of Nechemia, the son of Chachalia. Vayihi b'chodesh Kislev shnas esrim. It was in Chodesh Kislev, in the 20th year, Uksiv vayhi b'chodesh Nisan shnas esrim la'artach shasta, and it was in Chodesh Nisan of the 20th year of the king Artachshasta. So we assume this is all talking about the same year. Artachshasta is Xerxes, so we assume this is the psukim begin Nechemiah in Kislev of the 20th year, and then what do we mean the 20th year? The 20th year of Xerxes. Okay. And then one parak later, Nechemiah in parak bet, it says Bechodesh Nisan in that same year. Well, if it was Chodesh Nisan, was if the years of kings, of non-Jewish kings like Xerxes, were based on Chodesh Nisan, that should be a different year. Midekai bekisle v'kar leishnas esrim. V'kai benisan v'kar leishnas esrim. Because we're holding by Kislev in the beginning of the year, it's called the 20th year. And then we transition to Nisan, it's called the 20th year still. Nichlal de Rosh Hashanah lav Nisan. That seems to imply that Rosh Hashanah is not in fact Nisan. Well, there's a bit of a flaw here. The flaw here is that we're comparing something from the kingship of Artachshasta, the 20th year of Artachshasta's reign, to the psukim in the beginning of Nechemiah, where it's not clear what we're talking about. The Gemara says, Bishlam ahach mifareish d'Artachshasta. I understand the second psukim refer to Artachshasta explicitly. Elahai mimai d'Artachshasta. The first set of psukim that we're talking about Kislev to Iyar, to Nisan, who says we're talking about the year of the 20th year of Artachshasta? Dilma, turn the page. L'minyan acharina hu. Maybe it's based on a different counting. So the Gemara gives an answer, which is something similar to what we saw before. Amar of Papa, shnas esrim, l'gzera shava. The ambiguous phrase of shnas esrim, the 20th year, trying to fill in the dates, can be used as a gzera shava to assume we're talking about the same thing. Ma hasam la'artach shasta, afalcha la'artach shasta. So just as there, it's Artach Shasta, which is explicit. So we say again the principle of Lamud Sasamir Mufurash. We teach things that are explicit. We take them and extrapolate to things that are not explicit. So we can assume, therefore, the first set of psukim is talking about Artach Shasta as well. So that's how we know it's in the 20th year. And again, ER we assume happens after Kislev, which is a bit questionable. We're going to see that. ER, the event that took place in Nisan, took place after Kislev. If that's the case, you have to say the beginning of the year is from Tishrei. So the Gemara asks, Umi mai de masa de Kislev kadim? How know the story from Kislev is first? Doma mai said de Nisan kadim? The story of Nisan came first. And it's really that Rosh Hashanah for kings, according to this Gemara's Kasha, is really starting from Nisan. And we're moving from Nisan all the way till the end of the year, Kislev. It's only if we assume that Kislev comes before Nisan in the calendaric cycle here in the Pesukim in Nechemiah, that we can justifiably assume that
the year starts from Tishrei. But how do we know that's true? The Gemara says, Lo Saga Daitach. That can't be. Has to be that the event of Kislev is before the event of Nisan. Desanya, Dvarim Sh'amar Chanani L'Nechemya B'Kislev, the things that Chanani told Nechemya, another character from the Navi here, from Ksuvim, the details that Chanani told Nechemya and Kislev, Amaran Nechemya L'Melech B'Nisan, they were told from Nechemya to the Melech told him to Nechemya told him to the Melech in Nisan. If that's the case, and the Gemara will explain what this is referring to, if the things that Hanani told Nechemya were said over in Kislev, and then later on, Nechemya relayed that information to the Melech, must be that which took place with the Melech in Nisan is after Kislev. If that's true, then Rosh Hashanah has to be Tishrei. The Gemara explains, Devarim Sha'amar Chanani LeMelech B'Kislev. One of the things that Chanani told Melech, Devarim Sha'amar Chanani LeNechemya B'Kislev. One of the things that Chanani told Nechemya and Kislev. Shenamah, the Pesukim say, Divrei Nechemya Ben Chachalia, Vayim B'Chodesh Kislev, Shnas Esrim. It was in the month of Kislev, in the 20th year. Again, we're assuming Artach Shasta. Vani Yisi B'Shushan Habira. I was in Shushan. Vayavo Chanani Echa Me'achai, Hu Vanashim Yehuda. Chanani, one of my brothers came, he and people from Yehuda. Ve'esh Aleim Al Hayudim HaPleita Shani Sharu Min HaShevi Ve'al Yushalayim. And I asked him, what's going on in Yushalayim? About the Jews who are still there from captivity. And the Jews that remain there. Because again, this is following Churban Bayis Rishon, where the Jews were taken into captivity. So he's asking Chanani, what's going on with the Jews that are still there? Vayom Ruli, and Chanani told me, Hani Sharim Asher Nisharu Min HaShevi, Sham B'Minina B'Ra'a Gidolo B'Cherpa. They're there in horrible states and punishment and embarrassment and degradation. V'chomas Yushalayim Miforatas, and the walls of Yushalayim are broken. Usharani Tsuba Esh, and its gates have been consumed and taken down in fire. So all these things are things that Chanani told Nechemya. And then Nechemya took that information, Amara Nechemya LaMelech Ben Nisan. He took that information and related over to the Melech in Nisan. How do we know? The Pesukim explain in Parak Bet. Vayehi b'chodesh Nisan Shnas Esrim La'artach Shasta. It was in the 20th year in the month of Nisan of Artaxasta's reign, Hamelech Yain Lefanav, the king had wine in front of him, Va'asas Hayain Vatna LaMelech, and I gave wine to the Melech, apparently the minhag was, we'll see, that it was appropriate for him to give the wine over, V'lo Hayisi Ra Lefanav, and I wasn't, it wasn't common for me to be upset in front of him. Nechemya again is referring to his own experiences there, but he appeared upset. Vayomer li hamelech, the melech picked up on this. Madua panach ra'im, what are you upset about? Vata incha choleh, after all you're not sick. Ein zakim ro alev, must be that you're upset about something. Va'ira harbe ma'od, and I was very afraid that the melech noticed that I was, that the Melech noticed that I was upset. Well, again, these are all psukim that are just copied out from Nechemya, from the Ksuvim here, that are copied into the Gemara. And I was afraid. I didn't want him to think anything bad of me. The Omar LaMelech, Nechemya says, I said to the Melech straight up, HaMelech LaOlam Yichya. You should, the king should live forever. So he's declaring his allegiance to him. Madua lo yirufanai. How could I not be upset? Asher ha'ir beis kivros avosai chareva. The city that was housed the graves, the eternal rest of my forefathers, has been destroyed. Ushara uchlu va'esh, and its gates have been consumed in fire. This is like the information that Chanani told him. Vayomer li amelech. So Nechemya says, reporting the information the Melech told me. Al meza atam lakesh. What are you asking about? Vaspalel Elokei HaShamayim. And I, what are you worried about? Then he says, Vaispalel Elokei HaShamayim. Nechemya offers a short tefillah to Hashem before he tells the Melech what he wants. Va'amar la'melech, and I say to the Melech, Ima la'melech tov, if it's good for the Melech, v'mitav la'decha lefanecha, and if your servants have found favor in his eyes, you'll, these psukim remind us of Megillas Esther, because there's a lot of overlap here, not the same story, but in terms of language. Asher tishlachin el Yehudal, ir kivros avosai, v'evnena, can you please send me to Judah, to Judea, to the city of the graves of my fathers, and I want to rebuild it. Vayomer li hamelech, v'hashegal yosheves etzlo. The Melech said to me, and the Shegal, the Melech's concubine, the Melech's wife, said to me, who was sitting next to him, Amasaiya mahalachacha, how long are you going to go there? Umasai tashuv, when are you going to come back? Vayitav lifnei hamelech, vayishalcheni. And it was, my request was good to him, and he sent me, vayitnalozman, I gave him some kind of time. So after this whole arichas, this whole long discussion here, where you have a whole sipur, a whole story told from Hanani to Nechemya, and Nechemya relays that over to the Melech, to the Melech Artaxas, to the Melech Xerxes. So these are all proofs that the original psukim in Nechemya took place before these psukim of the discussion with the Melech, again proving that Kislev is before Nisan on the calendar of the non-Jewish kings, which again lends some support to the view that Tishrei is the Rosh Hashanah for non-Jewish kings. Masiv Rav Yosef. Rav Yosef brings a question. So you're assuming right now that the years for the non-Jewish kings are based on what? Based on Tishrei, but it seems from the Psukim in Chagai, a different thing. Biyom Esrim Varba L'Chodesh Bashishi Bishnas Shtayim L'Dar Yavesh. It was in the 24th month of the 6th month, in the 2nd year of Dar Yavesh. Now what does it mean, the 6th month here? The 6th month seems to be referring to, not referring to the 6th month, which we would expect from counting from Tishrei, but rather counting from Nisan. This is referring to the month of Elul. Uksiv Bashvi'i, which is Tishrei, if you're counting from Nisan, Besrim V'achad L'chodesh, on the 21st day, V'im Isa, that Tishrei is the That Tishrei is the Rosh Chodesh. Again, the problem here is not that, let's go back. The problem here is not that the Pesukim refer to the 6th month and the 7th month. Again, the Torah does it all the time, like we keep on saying before. The problem is going to be in the years. The years are the same year. That's the problem. So let's go back to Masir of Yosef. Let's explain better. Masir of Yosef, the Gemara is asking, how do we know for sure, or the Gemara is bringing a proof against the assumption that non-Jewish kings are counted from Tishrei. Biyom, the Psukim say in Chagai as follows. Biyom Esrim Varba'al L'Chodesh Bashishi, the 24th day of the 6th month, meaning on the holiday cycle, let's say Elul, Bishnash Shtayim L'Dar Yavish, in the 2nd year of Dar Yavish, Uksiv Bashvi'i Besrim V'Echad L'Chodesh, in the Psukim right after, in the 7th month, on the 21st day, but doesn't at all imply that the year has lapsed. Shouldn't it be the 3rd year, V'im Isa, that really the 7th month, meaning Tishrei, is Rosh Hashanah, Bishvi'i Bishnah Shalosh Mibayalei, it should say the 7th month of the 3rd year. So that doesn't make sense. A year passed. So don't you see that Tishrei is not Rosh Hashanah? Amar Abahu Koresh Melech Kasher Haya, L'fichach Manulo K'malchei Yisrael. The Gemara says, no, Koresh, which is referring, the king being referred to here, is an exception. How can I say that? Because Koresh was a Melech Kasher. Koresh, since he gave Klal Yisrael the rights to go back to Eretz Yisrael and rebuild the Mikdash, so he gets the count of Kisherim, of Klal Yisrael. We count him based on
We count his years based on the Jewish count. If we count his years based on the Jewish count, that would imply that really his Rosh Hashanah should be, in fact, Nisan. If that's the case, this makes perfect sense. Okay. Let's go through some Rashis. Vayavo Chanani from the top of Gimel and Beis. Vayavo Chanani miYerushalayim. Ba Chanani came from Yerushalayim. Shekvar Alu Bnei Agola miMos Koresh. Vayusham biYamav Bnei Achashverosh. The Bnei Gola already had gone back to Eretz Yisrael from the days of Koresh. They were already there from his days and Achashverosh's days. V'artachshasta Zehu Dayave Achashverosh. Artachshasta is Darius, not Xerxes. Achashverosh is Xerxes. He's Darius after Achashverosh. Shenivne habayis b'shnei shtayim l'Daryavish, because the Beis Hamikdash was built in the second year of Daryavish, of Darius's reign. V'harbei nishar b'Bavel, there's still many of them in Bavel left over. V'Nechemya ben Chachalia hayasar hamashkin l'malach b'shushan ha'beira. And Nechemya ben Chachalia was the king's shar hamashkin, the king's official butler. So then the Gemara had asked from the Pesukim in Chagai, Bishishi Bishnashtayim, in the sixth month of the second year, Shneya b'nevuas Chagai, Nivdak b'mikra, v'lo nimtza kasu v'pasuk sheni Bishnashtayim. Again, the second pasuk, which the Gemara assumes to make its kasha, its question makes sense, assumes that we're talking about the second year. Ach yesh lomar shel pasuk shel ma'ala heimanukai, it's going on the previous pasuk in the same parsha, shekasu bo b'mishnashtayim. Either way, that was the Gemara's question. Don't you see that the year didn't turn when it came to the seventh month, meaning the month of Tishrei? No, we're talking about Koresh. Koresh is Melech Kasher Haya. Klomar al shem shaya kasher karu Koresh. Koresh has lashon of kosher. Ushmo me'id alav. And his name testifies about him. Lefichach manu lo kemalcha Yisrael. That justifies counting his months based on the Malcha Yisrael. So the Gemara doesn't like this. Maskeflor of Yosef, Chada, first of all, Tim Cain, that the years of Koresh are counted from Nisan. Kashu karaya adad. There's a different contradiction in Psukim. The Psukim say in Ezra, Vishetzia, Baisa, Dina, Adyom, Tala'a, Li'arach, Adar, Dihi, Shna, Shesh, Lamachus, Li'arvish, Malka. That means that we will complete, Vishetzi, we will complete Baisa, Dina, this house, this binyan, meaning the Beis HaMikdash, Adyom, Tala'a, up until the third day of Li'arach, Adar, of the month of Adar, Dihi, within Shnas Shnei Sheis Lamalchus Daryavish Malka, this within the sixth year of the years of Daryavish, that will finish the Beis Hamikdash up until the third day of Chodesh Adar, which is the sixth year of Daryavish. Vitanya, the Osos Man, at that time when Nisan came in, which is right after Adar. L'shanah haba'ah, in the following year, Ala Ezra mibavel galuso imo. Ezra left. Uksiv, v'yavol Yerushalayim v'chodesh ha-chamishi, he came in the year of the fifth month of Av, hishnas ha-shviyis l'malach, which is the seventh year. V'im Isa, that Koresh gets counted from Nisan, shnas ha-shminis mibayalei. Again, if we're counting from the years of Koresh, and Koresh gets the count of Jewish kings, it should be considered the Shnas Shminis. Because wouldn't it start? It's the first pasuk referred to the building of the Beis HaMikdash in Chodesh Adar at the end of the sixth year. And then it says Ezra went up to Eretz Yisrael in Chodesh Av, but that shouldn't be the seventh year. That should be that should already be the start of the eighth year. The ode, me dummy. The Gemara says, how can this answer doesn't make any sense from before? Hasam Koresh, Hacha Daryavish. When it comes to the Psukim,
let's say that Koresh was a melech kasher, there we were talking about Daryavish. We weren't talking about Koresh. So the Gemara says, Tana, who Koresh, who Daryavish, who are Tachshasta? He's all the same person. So why was he called Koresh? Koresh Shemelech Kasher Haya. Koresh is a Melech Kasher. Artachshasta Alshem Alchuso. He was called Artachshasta because that was his Persian name. Umashimo Daryavish Shemo, but his actual name was Daryavish. And the reason why it's called Artachshasta is because all kings were called Artachshasta that were Persian. Okay. Mikol Makom Kashya. But the first question that we started with was, which was that the year didn't turn at Nisan. We didn't answer that question. So Amar Yitzchak Lo Kashya Kan Kolim Shehechmitz Kan LaAcher Shehechmitz. There's different stages of Koresh's career. That there was a point in which he was bad and a point in which he was good. So when do we count him as Malchei Yisrael? Was before he was Hechmetz, before he was bad. But La'achar Shehechmetz, when he became bad, like all the other kings, then we start counting his years based on the Malchei Ha'umos. So then, let's just to recap what we did, because it's a bit confusing. The Gemara here is trying to prove at the end of the day that the years of a non-Jewish king go based on Tishrei and not Nisan. And the Gemara had proven that from the story with Hanani and Nehemiah and their discussion, and the discussion Nehemiah had with Artachshasta with Daryavish. The Gemara asked that it didn't, from the Psukim in Chagai, which implied that the year does not turn at Tishrei. And the Gemara answered that Koresh is different. You're right, generally speaking, non-Jewish kings turn at Tishrei, but Koresh was different. And then the Gemara asked from other psukim regarding regarding the sixth year of Daryavish's reign, that at that time in the sixth year Daryavish's reign the Binyan HaBayis was completed. Ezra went up a full year later in the seventh year, but already after Av, already after Nisan. And the Gemara asked that if you assume that the years of Daryavish were based on, were, and Daryavish and Koresh are the same person, like we're saying, like we'll say later on, that the years of Daryavish are based on the Jewish month. So how could it be that Ezra, when he went up in Av, was in the seventh year, it should be the eighth year, because Nisan is in between those two time periods, not just in between those two time periods within that year, but it was more than a year. Because again, the Beis HaMikdash was finished in the sixth year, fine, of Daryavish's reign. A full year and change afterwards, Ezra went up, so it should have been the eighth year, not the seventh year. And the Gemara was bothered again, aren't Koresh and Daryavish not the same person? The Gemara says they are the same person, but still, what about the fact that we're in one parsha we're counting his years from Nisan, another parsha we're counting his years from Tishrei? So the Gemara says, no, that depends on how he was as a king. So let's see Rashi. Chada d'immi Nisan maninan. Rashi d'masul chada towards the middle. The first question that we had difficulty with, assuming that the years of Koresh are counted from Nisan because he was a good king, if we count his years from Nisan, kashu karaya adadi. There's a contradiction in the psukim. Ba'osos man l'shana haba'a, and that year, a year, full year later, al karchach shvi'is hayalo mimanav shoch, at least it's the seventh year. So k'siv be'ezra v'yavo Yerushalayim v'chodesh ha'chamishi hishnatz ha'shvi'is l'melech. He went in the month of Av in the seventh year. V'imanu le'minisan shminisi, because it's at least a full year afterwards. L'shana haba'a, the following year. So how come it wasn't the eighth year? It was a year and change plus with Nisan in the middle. V'od anan b'daryavish kaiminan. We're talking about Daryavish. V'ad amrit koresh melech kasher haya. You said he was koresh? No, that's not so difficult. Who koresh? After Yavish Sha'achar HaChashvirosh Nikar Koresh, even Daryavish was called Koresh as well, but why in one place do we count as years from Tishrei the second series of psukim here regarding the when Ezra went up from the galus, and the first series of psukim from Nisan regarding the years, the 24 days and the 21 days that we mentioned before, the psukim in Chagai, the nevuah in Chagai. Why is that? Because there's a difference between hechmitz. At that point, Nasa Rasha, Kishala Ezra kvar hechmitz. Once Ezra went up, he had already gotten bad. And once he had gotten bad, then we couldn't count his psukim from the way we count the psukim for Jews. So we will stop here.